This is English USA on VOA. Now lesson 44.
В эфире 44-й урок из серии «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Тема нашего урока сегодня – описание разных городов и районов. Мы повторим также слова и выражения из прошлых уроков. Послушайте новые слова и выражения.
Aquarium.
Аквариум.
Bakery.
Булочная, пекарня.
Harbor.
Гавань.
Idea.
Идея, мысль.
Job.
Работа.
Ocean.
Океан.
Port.
Порт.
Ship.
Корабль.
Shipping.
Суда, морской флот.
Theater.
Театр.
Tourist.
Турист.
Van.
Микроавтобус, фургон.
Convention center.
Дворец съездов.
Colorful.
Яркий, цветной.
Difficult.
Трудный.
Divorce.
Разведенный.
Easy.
Легкий.
Exciting.
Волнующий.
Educational.
Образовательный, воспитательный.
Extra.
Лишний.
Fun.
Забавный.
Hard.
Тяжелый, трудный.
Popular.
Популярный.
Railroad.
Железнодорожный.
Downtown.
Центр города. Мартин Лернер едет в аэропорт. По дороге он беседует с водителем такси и описывает разные города. Вы научитесь описывать незнакомые города. Слушая диалоги, старайтесь понять общий смысл того, что происходит. Не огорчайтесь, если вы не знаете значения отдельных слов.
How far is the airport? About 15 miles. Where are you going today?
I'm going home.
Where is your home?
Baltimore, Maryland. Do you know Baltimore?
No, I never travel.
It's a nice city. I like it. It's not too big and it's not too small.
Do you have a family?
Yes, I do. I have a wife and two children.
Is Baltimore a good place for children?
I think so. We have some excellent schools.
Do you live in a house?
No, we live downtown. We have an apartment. We like busy cities.
Do you like apartments?
Yes, but it's too small. Our children are getting big. We need a bigger place. We're going to buy a house.
In the city?
Yes, we want to live downtown. We want a house, but we want a small house.
What does Baltimore look like?
That's a hard question. It's an old city. It has an interesting harbor.
Is it on the ocean?
No, it's on Chesapeake Bay. It's a very busy port. Huge ships come to Baltimore.
I didn't know that.
It has a harbor for tourists, too.
What do you mean?
The new harbor is for the big ships. The old harbor is for small boats. Tourists come to the hotels, restaurants, and shops. It's very popular.
Is it fun?
And educational. Children love it.
Do you live near the harbor?
Not far. We can see two harbors from our apartment.
That's wonderful. Do you work in Baltimore?
No, I don't. I work in Washington.
Washington, D.C., right?
Right. I'm a reporter.
What do people do in Baltimore?
Baltimore is like many cities. It has factories.
And it has the port.
Yes. Many people work in shipping.
I like the ocean. I'm going to move to California.
When are you going to move?
When I get enough money. Do you travel to California?
Yes, I do. I travel to Southern and Northern California.
Which one do you like?
I like them both. Southern California is warm and sunny.
Обратите внимание, определительные слова употребляются для того, чтобы ваш собеседник мог получить более ясное представление об описываемом городе или районе. Особенно часто мы пользуемся этими словами в тех случаях, когда описываем места, неведомые нашему собеседнику. Например, «Southern California is warm and sunny». «Южная Калифорния – теплый и солнечный край». Baltimore is big and busy. Балтимор – большой и шумный город. Послушайте некоторые определительные слова вместе с определяемыми словами.
Good place. Bigger place. Excellent schools. Big children. Small house. Hard question. Busy port. huge ships, small boats, enough money, warm Southern California, sunny Southern California, popular harbor, fun harbor, educational harbor, nice city, interesting city, old city, busy cities.
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте вслед за Полом и Барбарой во время пауз существительные вместе с определительными словами.
Beautiful river. Beautiful river.
Terrible place. Terrible place.
New house. New house.
Damaged boat. Damaged boat.
Huge harbor. Huge harbor.
Excellent school. Excellent school.
Sunny Southern California. Sunny Southern California.
Busy city. Busy city.
Interesting place. Interesting place.
Hard question. Hard question.
Brick house. Brick house.
Educational center. Educational center.
Bigger school. Bigger school.
Теперь вы ответьте, пожалуйста, на вопросы Мартина и опишите город или район, в котором вы живете. Например, my place is old. Мой дом старый.
Is your place small or large?
Смелее говорите. My place is small.
Is your place nice?
Отвечайте. Yes, it is. It is nice.
Is your place interesting?
Живее. Yes, it is.
Is your place warm and sunny?
Говорите, yes, it is, или no, it isn't.
I'm going to California in 2 or 3 years.
You're going to like California.
Во второй части урока мы продолжим описание городов и разных районов и расширим словарный запас по теме. Мартин Лернер продолжает свою поездку в аэропорт и по дороге беседует с водителем такси.
Do you have a family?
I'm divorced.
Do you have any children?
I have a boy. He lives with his mother. I visit him. We go interesting places.
What places?
He likes movies. We go to ball games. He likes camping and fishing.
How old is he?
He's 12 years old.
Take him to Baltimore. He's going to like the educational places.
What can we do?
You can see a wonderful aquarium. You can visit some very old ships in the harbor. You can take your son to an excellent railroad museum.
He loves trains.
Baltimore has an art museum, theaters, and a huge convention building.
And we can go to a ball game.
Yes, it has a new baseball park. It's beautiful. Go in the summer. It's warm and sunny.
Can we go at night?
Of course. I love baseball at night.
How much does it cost? I don't have much money.
It's not expensive. You can fly, but you can go by train or bus or car, too. Do you have a car?
I have an old van. How long does it take to drive?
About 15 or 16 hours.
We can camp.
Pardon?
We can camp one night.
That's an excellent idea. You can camp in West Virginia. That's about 5 or 6 hours from Baltimore. You can drive one day, then camp one night in West Virginia. Then drive to Baltimore the next day.
Can we camp near Baltimore?
Certainly. You can find several camps outside the city.
Are they expensive?
I don't know. They are very popular.
Do you travel often?
Yes, I do.
Is it interesting?
Sometimes. I see exciting places and meet colorful people. Do you like your work?
I meet colorful people, too. I have a second job.
What is that job?
I work in a small bakery. I work there from 3 o'clock to 8 o'clock.
In the morning?
Yes. Then I drive this taxi.
Isn't that difficult?
The bakery is hard work. The driving is easy. I like both jobs. I need the extra money.
Послушайте еще раз некоторые предложения с новыми определительными словами.
I'm divorced.
I see exciting places and meet colorful people.
The bakery is hard work. The driving is easy. I need the extra money.
Давайте потренируемся. Слушайте и повторяйте вслед за Полом и Барбарой во время пауз.
This place is nice and small. This place is nice and small, but I live in a big and beautiful house. But I live in a big and beautiful house.
I like to meet colorful people. I like to meet colorful people. I also like to see exciting places. I also like to see exciting places.
I live in a busy part of the city. I live in a busy part of the city. There are a lot of interesting places there. There are a lot of interesting places there.
My friend's work is very hard. My friend's work is very hard. She is divorced and needs extra money. She is divorced and needs extra money.
Теперь ответьте, пожалуйста, на некоторые вопросы Мартина.
Is your work hard or easy?
Отвечайте поскорее. My work is hard.
Do you have enough money?
Живее, пожалуйста. No, I don't.
Do you live in an interesting place?
Смелее. Yes, I do. I live in a very interesting place.
Is your work exciting?
Yes, it is. Или no, it isn't.
Do you like Southern California?
Everyone likes Southern California, but I like Northern California too. Southern California is crowded. It's very lively. It's exciting.
Can I find work?
Maybe. I don't know.
I need enough money. I want to look for good work.
That's right. Save enough money.
I can go in 2 or 3 years.
Подведем итоги и закрепим пройденный материал. Сегодня мы познакомились со следующими словами и выражениями. Повторяйте их, пожалуйста, вслед за Полом. Существительное. Аквариум.
Aquarium. Aquarium.
Булочная.
Bakery. Bakery.
Гавань.
Harbor. Harbor.
Идея, мысль.
Idea. Idea.
Работа.
Job. Job.
Океан.
Ocean. Ocean.
Порт.
Port. Port.
Корабль.
Ship. Ship.
Суда, морской флот.
Shipping. Shipping.
Театр.
Theater. Theater.
Турист.
Tourist. Tourist.
Фургон, микроавтобус.
Van. Van.
Дворец съездов.
Convention center. Convention center.
Прилагательные. Яркий.
Colorful. Colorful.
Трудный.
Difficult. Difficult.
Разведенный.
Divorced. Divorced.
Легкий.
Easy. Easy.
Образовательный.
Educational. Educational.
Волнующий.
Exciting. Exciting.
Лишний.
Extra. Extra.
Забавный.
Fun. Fun.
Тяжелый, трудный.
Hard. Hard.
Популярный.
Popular. Popular.
Железнодорожный.
Railroad. Railroad.
Наречие. В центре города.
Downtown. Downtown.
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире 44-й урок английского языка из серии «Так говорят в Америке». На следующем уроке мы будем описывать разные предметы и рассказывать, какие функции они выполняют. Послушайте некоторые слова и выражения из следующего урока. Ящик, коробка.
Box.
Компьютер.
Computer.
Палец.
Finger.
Газ.
Gas.
Рука, кисть руки.
Hand.
Робот.
Robot.
Дыра.
Hole.
Идея, мысль.
Idea.
Отдых.
Rest.
Жечь, сжигать.
Burn.
Назад, в обратном направлении.
Backward.
Дорогие друзья, мы ждем ваших писем с отзывами и пожеланиями по поводу нашей программы. Пишите нам по адресу «Голос Америки», почтовый ящик 281, Вашингтон, округ Колумбия, почтовый индекс 20044, Соединенные Штаты Америки. Повторяю. «Голос Америки», почтовый ящик 281, Вашингтон, округ Колумбия, почтовый индекс 20044, Соединенные Штаты Америки. Наша программа из серии English USA «Так говорят в Америке» подошла к концу.